Hey, this is Zach. Why don't you join me for another walk down Gilead Lane?
Are you spying on the open house?
Hey, kid, you stink.
Not spying exactly.
Hey, you, Morrison, these people are strangers now.
Morrison, dude!
But they might end up being our neighbors, right?
Oh, goody.
Yeah, morning.
What's wrong, Mike? You miss your beauty sleep?
It's Saturday morning. No one should be up this early on Saturday morning.
Hello, how's everyone this morning?
Guys. Hey. Mike's a little grumpy.
Hey. Why is that, Mike? You need some breakfast?
What? You haven't had breakfast yet? Why, it's, look, it's nearly noon.
Try a little closer to dawn, Dad. What's going on? Did you hear those people yelling this morning?
The open house is going on today.
At Mr. Key's house?
Well, it's not Mr. Key's house anymore.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's just so weird to think of someone else moving in there and living in his house.
Oh, honey.
I hope they take care of his memory garden.
Well, maybe you can offer to help out with that. Huh?
Yeah.
The open house starts at 7 a.m.?
I think it starts at 9, but it sounds like some people wanted to get here early.
What's an open house?
Oh, well, it's where people can come and look at the house without making an appointment.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How can they see the house in the dark?
She's got a good point.
If someone is really interested in the house, they may hope that they can get in quickly and make an offer before anyone else does.
Well, I hope it wasn't those people who were yelling.
Yeah, they were a little loud.
A little loud? I think a picture broke from that woman's voice. She should sing opera.
Michael, aren't you exaggerating just a little?
Okay, maybe a little. But it feels that loud when you get woken up by it.
Well, then let's just pray that maybe we get quiet neighbors.
Yeah. Are you guys still praying about this neighbor thing?
Well, sure we are, Hope.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are serious about this prayer thing, aren't you?
Besides that, they haven't moved in yet, so we still have a chance of getting the neighbors we want if we pray hard enough.
Oh, Michael!
Well, it makes sense.
But that is not why we're praying. Honey, those people over there may be strangers today, but tomorrow they might be our neighbors.
Well, there is an old saying that a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
Mm-hmm. What? Does that mean I'm allowed to talk to strangers?
No, honey. What I meant was that if you're with an adult and they say it's all right, you can talk to strangers.
But don't just go walking up to someone and start talking to them without an adult around.
Or close by.
Yes.
Oh, I hope this doesn't go on all day.
Yeah. I'm gonna need some sustenance if I've got to deal with that all day. Eggs, Mom?
Eggs a la Mom, coming right up.
Oh, sounds good.
First thing I heard today.
Yum.
Hey, you. Kid, you live here?
Yeah.
The ad said this was a quiet neighborhood. Is it?
Not today, but yeah.
Do you play basketball out here a lot?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mike, you're not supposed to talk to strangers.
It's okay, Hope. Mom and Dad are right inside.
Another one. How many of you are there?
How many of us? You mean kids or Morrison?
Is there a difference?
There are 5 Morrison kids and me.
6? 6 kids live in that house?
And Mr. Morrison's the mayor of Coleraine.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. All right, thanks for the 411.
411? Sure.
I think I'm gonna pray they don't like the house.
Yeah, I can understand that. But you know what? That gives me an idea. Come on, let's go find Haley and Tim.
Okay, Mike, we're here. What's up?
And why'd we need Dad's old binoculars?
Yeah.
We're making a list.
A list of what?
A prayer list for all the neighbors.
Not following, Mike. For what neighbors? Grace?
No. Over there.
At Mr. Key's house? Mike, what are you talking about?
Are you spying on the open house?
Not spying exactly. Mom said that these people are strangers now, but that they might end up being our neighbors, right?
Yeah, so?
So, we make a list and then we know who we're praying for.
Okay, like how?
Okay, write this down. 2:33 p.m. Minivan. Family. Lots of kids.
Got it.
Hi,
Come on in. I'm Stacy Martin.
Hello. I'm Sean Harrison.
Sean.
This is my wife, Carrie.
Hello. Carrie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm the realtor, so if you have any questions at all about the house, please feel free to ask.
Yes. Can you tell me about the school system?
Oh, Coleraine has an exceptional school system. Now, what ages are your kids?
Well, Brian is our oldest. He's 15. He'll be starting high school this year.
And Jessica is 12.
Okay.
Michelle is 9. Gray is 7. And Tina...
Our youngest, Tina, is starting kindergarten this year. It's been a little hard on Carrie. She's not sure she's ready for it.
I can understand that completely. You know, it's difficult when kids start growing up. But this neighborhood is great for raising families. Now, Grace Andrews lives just down the lane, and she's a children's author.
Really?
And over this way are the Morrisons. Oh, you love them.
Hey, Hope, they're those people that we saw earlier.
What? The rich ones? I didn't like them.
Rich? There were rich people? Looking here? On Gilead Lane?
Yeah, they were driving a really nice car. An 820ZN.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's pray extra hard for them to move in, then.
Tim, that's not what this is for.
Well,
nah, we don't want them to live here.
Oh, really?
They didn't like kids.
They didn't? I need to write that down.
They didn't say that. Exactly.
Ah, come on, Mike. They didn't like kids.
I don't know. It might not be that bad.
Hello, Michael. How was your day today?
Quite wonderful, Father. I passed every examination during the school day with flying colors.
Mike, this is supposed to be realistic.
What? Yeah, okay. I had a good day, Dad. You?
Work was all right. Glad to be home, though.
Want to shoot some hoops?
No, not right now, son. I'm going to go inside and sit down in a nice, quiet spot until dinner.
Gotcha. I'm going to shoot a couple more, then I'll be in too.
All right.
Hey, you. Morrison.
Yes, sir?
Haven't I told you not to play basketball outside when our car is parked in the street?
Yes, sir.
I've explained it before, boy. All it takes is a bounce in the wrong direction to hit our car and bam! We've got a broken window or a scratched and dented car, and we don't need that. You'll have to do it somewhere else.
But the hoop is set way over here, and it would take a lot to get the ball way over there.
That's of no matter. We don't need to hear you out here either. After a long day of work, we expect peace and quiet, and a ball slapping around the pavement is not peace and quiet. Got it?
Okay, I see it. They totally wouldn't be good neighbors. A ball slapping around the pavement is not peace and quiet.
So what do I write down?
Too snobby, uptight, definitely not the kind of neighbors we want living here.
Okay.
So, are you still gonna pray for them?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's my turn. Mike, give me the binoculars. Hey, there's an orange van with bumper stickers all over it.
Really?
They might be cool.
Yeah, and they both have really, really long hair. And their clothes. You should see what they're wearing. All splashy, weird stuff that looks like someone threw paint all over it.
What? Give me those. Yeah, I think someone did throw paint all over them.
I wonder what they'd be like to live next door to.
Morrison, dude, it's good to see you out enjoying the oneness of nature.
Yeah, you too, Mr. Star.
So many people miss out on all the world has to offer. Mother Earth wants to embrace us with her wide, blue and green arms.
Mother Earth is blue and green?
Look at the sky, and the trees, and the grass. How can you not embrace Mother Earth back?
Mr. Star?
Isn't it glorious?
What's he doing, you guys?
I think he's hugging Mother Earth.
Okay, yeah. That's just too weird for Gilead Lane.
Yeah, hug the grass.
Nice.
This is totally boring. I'm going to go outside. Anyone else want to come?
Maybe later.
Yeah, not right now. Thanks anyway, though, Hope. Hey, Tim, it's my turn.
Okay. All right for a while. Mm-hmm. Have fun, Hope.
Yeah, you guys have fun, too. Fun without everyone, but I can practice. Maybe I can teach myself how to make a basket. Close. Maybe this.
You know, know, should one of us be down there with Hope, since she's alone outside?
We can keep an eye on her from right here. She waved back. She knows we're up here if she needs anything.
What's happening now, Haley? Anyone new?
Yeah, there's a van pulling up now.
Not long-haired people, are they?
No. They look like a nice family, actually. There's a boy and a girl. The kids are pointing at Hope.
Why? What's she doing?
She's playing basketball.
By herself?
Yeah, just her. She's trying, I should say. She's a little small to make a basket.
Yeah, she's been working on that. She's tough.
What are the people doing?
Oh, it looks like they're coming over to talk to her. Bet they're nice. You should write that down. They look like they'd be nice neighbors.
Hey, kid. You stink.
Who are you? Our parents are looking at that house down there.
Oh, really? I heard the guy who lived there was really nice.
Yeah, so? He's not there anymore, is he? It might be our house.
Oh, goody.
He was right. You really do stink.
Yeah. You should just give it up. You're never gonna make it.
You know, if we moved in, we'd always be able to win against her.
Well, that's true.
Why don't you two just go away? I'm busy.
Busy losing.
And that's saying something, since you're playing alone.
Okay, you really can go away now.
We can't. We told our parents we'd wait here until they got back.
Okay, then I'll go away. See ya.
Yeah, go ahead. Run away. That's okay.
It was getting boring watching you be so bad.
It looked like they were really getting along. Hope came inside, though.
She did?
Yeah, but it looked really good before she came in. You know, the way they were talking and stuff.
Well, that's good. I'll write that down.
Hey, wait a minute. There's another car coming up.
What?
It's got a lot of men in it.
A lot of men? What do you mean?
There's a bunch of guys in black suits getting out.
Black suits? What? Give me those binoculars.
Hey, rude!
Sorry, it's just, wow, that's a lot of guys. Don't see a lot of people like that around here.
Really? What do you think they want with Mr. Key's house?
They're not going in. They're just walking around. Isn't that weird?
Should I write that down?
No, I don't think they're interested in buying the house.
So why are they here?
I have no idea, but I'm getting hungry, so I'm gonna go grab a snack.
All right. Well, I guess I'm gonna go find Hope and see if maybe she wants to go to the park for a little while.
That's a good idea. Sounds like fun.
So are you coming with us?
Sure, let's go.
Uh-oh, gotta get the basketball. Don't want Mr. Morrison to run over another one. Mike would be mad. So close again. One of these days I'm gonna...
Hey, little girl. You need some help there?
No, thanks. I'll get it.
You know, it might help if you backed up a little. It makes it easier to shoot it toward the hoop. If you stand too close under it, you'll have to throw straight up, and, well, that's tough. Might want to back up just a little more.
Like this?
Yeah, that's better. Then you can throw the ball more up and forward, and it's a little easier.
Hey, you're right. That was easier.
You might want to give it a try like this. Push the ball up just a little.
I did it! Look it! I did it! I got it!
All right, that's it. Keep practicing like that, and you'll be a pro in no time.
Hey, Bill, you coming or what?
I'll be there in a second. That's Mike. If you ever see him around here, don't take his basketball advice. He stinks at it.
Hey, I've got a brother named Mike. He's really good at basketball.
Well, listen to him and not my friend. He'll do much better.
Are you looking at Mr. Key's house?
Is that the house for sale up the street?
Yeah, Mr. Key lived there, but he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but yes, that's what I'm here for, to look at the house.
Oh, well, I hope you buy it. You're the nicest person we've seen here all day.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Bill, we're gonna be late.
All right! Well, I've gotta run, but it was nice to meet you.
Hope. I'm Hope.
Hope. That's a nice name. It was nice to meet you, Hope. I hope to see you again soon.
Haley, Mike, Tim, and Hope. Yeah, can you all come down here for a minute, please? Your mother and I would like to talk to you.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Now have a seat, guys, please. There's something we want to ask you about.
Sure, Dad.
Okay.
Uh-oh, someone's in trouble.
Why'd you say that, Hope?
Because grown-ups only want to...
talk to you about something when it's something bad.
Well, now, that's not always true. But this time it might be. When I came in the house earlier today, I saw that the attic door wasn't closed all the way, and the lights were on. So I went upstairs, and when I...
The notebook!
Ah, yes, the notebook. Huh. So you do know about it,
well,
huh? Yeah, I thought I recognized that handwriting. Now, I want you to explain some of this to me, please. What does all this mean?
It's a prayer list.
A prayer list?
Uh-huh.
What sort of prayer list is this?
It's for the new neighbors.
What?
Yeah.
All right, I'm confused. You'll have to explain it to me.
Well, this morning, Mom said that the people going to the open house might be strangers now,
mm-hmm.
but that one of them might end up becoming our neighbors, so...
Ah, wait a minute. Were you watching those people and taking notes on them?
Yeah, so we'd know who to pray for.
Or what to pray for.
Oh, wow, guys, these notes, they're not really very nice, are they?
Well,
too rich, too mean. Here, too short?
Yeah, Dad, they were really totally short. I mean, even the parents were shorter than me. They wouldn't be able to play basketball or...
So they're too short to be our neighbors? Really? Did you even talk to these people? Find out what they were like?
No, we just stayed in here.
Yeah, you all formed opinions on people based on what they look like.
Wow. When you say it like that, Dad, it sounds bad.
We weren't trying to be mean or anything, and they'll never know.
But you will, honey. And your mom's right. Maybe one of those people will become our neighbors. And you've already formed your opinion about them. You know, in college, I did the same thing.
Really?
You made a list?
No. But I judged someone without really knowing who they were. Yeah. It was my roommate. In fact, it was my first day. Right, there we go. Last thing put away. You know, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, there's somebody in my room. Oh, and he's been here a while. Got it all put together.
Oh.
Look at that.
Groovy. He looks really...
uptight. I can already tell. Man, you've got to loosen up a little. It's college. Have a good time.
Hi. I'm John Morrison. I guess, what, this is your room too? 216?
Yep, 216, that's me. Looks like I'm your roommate, Brad Keller, the Big B.
It's nice to meet you, Brad. Or, sorry, did I call you B?
No,
or...
you can call me whatever grooves, man, it's cool. What's your major?
Okay, I haven't figured my major out yet, I don't know.
Oh, it's cool, man, that's all right.
All right.
I want to be in the movie.
Oh, an actor?
No, I want to make the movies. Change the world with my vision.
Really? That's nice.
Movies are so groovy.
Yeah, cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it is.
I think we're going to be buds, man. I can see it.
Really? Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, man. We're cool.
Yeah, I don't think so. Welcome to college, John. Yeah, but you see, that's just it. You know what? We were. Brad ended up being one of the best friends I've ever had. In fact, he was the best man at our wedding, right, honey?
Yeah.
But I didn't like him when I met him. I was sure he was just, well, we won't go there because he wasn't. And we did end up getting along, and it was great.
I feel really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to judge those people. I wasn't trying to be mean.
Yeah, neither was I.
Me neither. We weren't doing it to be nasty or gossip or anything.
Oh, listen, I know that, but still, you have to be really careful when you form judgments about someone without knowing them. Here, remember when Grace came back to Coleraine and everyone was talking about crazy Grace?
Yeah, that was bad.
But everyone was talking mean about her and trying to make people not like her. We weren't doing that. We were just making a list. For us.
No, you weren't setting out to be mean. We know that, honey. But the Bible still cautions us against showing favoritism or making judgments. Well, here. John?
Yeah. Let's see, back here. Here we go. James 2, verse 1 says, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there, or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? All right. And you know what? There's another verse back here. Book of John, 7, verse 24. Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
Well, you can't argue with that.
No. And you know something else?
Uh-oh. There's more?
Well, just a little. The one thing you've all forgotten to think about is what we might be able to do for our neighbors. Everything on this list is about what they can do for us. Now, what if God places someone here who needs us? There's always that possibility, too.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Me neither. But that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, someone we can help. Like Mr. Key. We helped him out a lot.
Yes, indeed.
And you were able to talk to him about God.
Oh, that's right. And that's the biggest thing you can do for someone else, yeah. Right?
Dad, can I have the notebook back?
Oh, yeah, sure, Haley.
What for?
I think we can still keep this as a prayer list. Right, Dad?
I like that idea, Haley.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds good. Now, can we go shoot some hoops? I learned a new way to shoot today.
Okay, let's go. You can show me your new moves, hot stuff.
Oh,
let's go.
You can lead on.
I will.
That's right. I got it.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Oh, well, hello there.
Hello, Mr. Morrison. I just wanted to stop by and tell you that the open house was a success today. We got a buyer for the house.
Did you already?
Oh, yes. It was a great deal for everyone. They offered more than the asking price and they paid cash. Mr. Morrison, it looks like you're going to have new neighbors.
Who are they?
Wow, how cool is that? A new neighbor on Gillian Lane. I wonder which of the people who visited in today's episode turns out to be the buyer. Well, maybe it was somebody else, somebody we didn't see. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait until next week to find out. Before we start speculating too much about who we think it will be and who we'd like it to be, I want to make sure we really understand the focus of today's episode. Remember what it was? Yeah, it's the same idea that James was trying to get across to those first century Christians he was writing to. He said this, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism." That's James 2, verse 1. Might be a good one for you to memorize to help you fight against favoritism. And like Jesus himself said to his followers, "Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment." John 7:24 is where you'll find that one. Why not commit them both to memory and then ask God to help you remember them whenever you're tempted to judge or show favoritism like the Morrison kids did today? And now that we have that in mind, who do you think the new neighbors will be? And why do you think they'll be good to be on Gilead Lane? Why not write us and tell us what you think? You can send a letter to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or you can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Knock Knock, Who's There?, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, inviting you back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.